Harper Audio presents Blood of the Four by Christopher Golden and Tim Leben. Performed by Christine Vam. Book 1. Chapter 1. In the darkness, Fila heard a laugh, a sigh, and then a groan of passion, and shadows came alive with a hint of possibilities. She might have been a princess bound by tradition and no longer a child, but Fila still had a desire for fun and a love of games that belied her age. Some of those games were played all across the island kingdom of Gwandis. They were passed down from parent to child, rules malleable and changing from one generation to the next. They were a rite of passage, a learning process, and the means by which a youngster was introduced to the politics of interaction and the art of conflict. But young Fila had also contrived her own games, whose rules also shifted over time, and each time her activities found new aims and new purpose. They all led to the same outcomes, though: manipulation of circumstance, the power of words, the molding of wills to her own desires. She often broke rules, but for a princess, such transgressions were generally overlooked. As time passed, she had abandoned most of her games, but one lingered, her interest never waning. Fila called it whispering. It was the gathering of secrets, the harvesting of hidden truths and forbidden knowledge. Whispering required stealth, agility, and determination, and the ability to hold on to the knowledge she collected until its true value became clear to her.